Anyway, welcome everybody to the first episode of Desert Talks. And this is basically a new, well, not new, it's like a spinoff type episode going from Black Mixologists. So hello to you, also to you Black Mixologists out there, to the spinoff series known as Desert Talks. Little intro background to this basically is mostly this is just a little cushion until the continuity piece of episode 17 comes in, because I know a lot of people have been asking for that, and a lot of people are going to be asking, where the hell is HG? HG is not here at the moment, but he will be back in episode 17. But that doesn't mean I won't have any guests. And in my first guest happens to be someone very special and always holds a near and dear place in my heart, and that is the mother of Ohio. How would you like to introduce yourself as?
This is John. I have 3 lovely kids, one of who is hosting this show right now.
Hello.
I have been in the medical field as a radiology technologist. I specialize in MRI for the last 30 years. It has been a good career. We've hopped around and lived in many states, several cities, and every time I've been able to find a job, I love to craft. I love to create, so I crochet. I do a lot of vinyl designs. I am proud to be the creator of the Mixology sweatshirts. And I enjoy being a grandmother to my grandchildren.
And what an awesome grandmother she is. So, wanted to bring this specific person to my first episode, mainly because she is a huge, huge, huge support person in my life. Always been with me, well, been there for me since day one, obviously. But even ups, downs, highs, lows, even when I'm like halfway across the world, screwing around, basically, you know, being me, no matter what, she's always had my back. And then that kind of made me have the decision to have this as the first guest on Desert Talks. So, quick question for you. You have years in MRI, correct?
Yes.
So, what is your favorite part of being an MRI technician?
As an MRI tech, we are in the middle of diagnosing everything from cancer to broken bones to appendicitis. I care a lot. And as a person who cares a lot, I could not be a nurse. I started off thinking about being a nurse, but I think I would get too attached. So I needed to be in a field where I could help a patient or help a person and move on without knowing the outcome of their health issue. Right. So this way, when a person comes in, they get scanned, I meet them, I get to calm them down, get their test done, and then get that over to the radiologist who gets to read the images and help with that patient's care.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of followers know that I've been posting a lot of crap about me making phone calls for stupid crap, like getting ice cream from the refrigerator. True stories, by the way. I would literally call this woman in the middle of her busy work schedule and literally just be like, yo, can I, the popsicles in the fridge, can we get those? It was always all funny true, because
all true.
It's always funny because like half the time it's like she has no work calling. So she'll give us her work phone number. This is like, you know, back in the day, people. So half the time she would literally answer the phone, not knowing she'll answer me, you know, full name. And I'll be like, yeah, it's me. Can we get the ice cream, the Snickers ice cream? Can we open that yet? Because you know how parents be like when it's the, like we get like, you know, you get multiple different types of flavors of things, Pop-Tarts, cereal, ice cream. But usually it's one of those, don't open the other one box until you finish this one. But sometimes the Snickers ice cream be looking good, and I don't really like vanilla bean. So you got to try to make that phone call. Usually you got to make it like a face-to-face type deal, so you kind of, you know, get the leeway on the phone. Usually it works. But sometimes, like, wait till I get home, and I'm like, okay, my bad. But a lot of people will be thinking, like, well, why would you bring your mom on this hobby-based podcast? Well, like I said, she gave off a list of things that she does, from crochet, vinyl, and mostly design. Like, again, she designs our merch, which a huge shout out to her. I shout her out literally almost every time we mention the merch. So if you ever want to get ahead to the person who actually heads this operation, she is the one. She's been the best at it so far. Everybody's been loving her hoodies since they've been getting them. But so we're going to move on into a more, you know, linear type subject when it comes to our podcast. So, and we'll get to the hobbies later. But quick thing about my mom, would you consider yourself a gamer?
I think my kids made me a gamer. So, yes. So,
what would you say is your favorite game?
I mean, if I had to say favorite, it's probably going to go back to Sonic Pinball.
Oof.
And the reason why I'm going to say that is it was a thrill to try to get to the next level, because it was like always at the edge before you would lose your last man. But I was always excited about getting to the next level.
You know, funny story, I didn't even know that Sonic Spinball had a second level. Because because remember, like, back in the day, we used to go to our little gaming area in the basement, mm-hmm. and we would play our Sega Genesis, and we played Sonic 2, Mortal Kombat, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the first movie, the game. But Sonic Spinball was one of those games where I was like, oh, it's just this one game, this one level. But as I got older, I figured out that there's a second level of Sonic Spinball. My brother laughed at me. Everybody else laughed at me. You didn't know? I was like, no, I didn't. But another little tidbit of information about my mom. She is 1-1 versus me in Pokemon. And that was, what, 6 years ago? Because remember, we were just like...
Right. It was online.
Yeah. Because, like, we try to use, like, spend some time bonding together, even though I'm far away most of the time nowadays. But to me, it's, like, the tiny things that would matter in terms of connecting, even though I'm far away, even though I've spent, like, at least damn near 19 years of my life. It started off with her. And then after I was gone, we would still have little moments, and one of those was playing Pokemon Showdown. And she like Pokemon evolves, obviously, pun intended, over time. But trying to break down type advantages, stats, pretty difficult when it comes to that. But she caught on pretty quickly, and she's a person that catches on to things pretty quickly. Trust me, I know. I'm pretty sure I spent, like, what, 55% of my school, like, life grounded?
Oh, no, not that much.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that much. We're gonna go with, let's say, 25, and the other 30% is you trying to soften me up to forget about those times that you were grounded.
Yes, I literally, because sometimes you got to do something, and no pun intended, but not to knock her, she was phenomenal. She always kept me on my toes, literally, and it's good to have someone in that support group. Like, you may be slacking out in one point that, regardless, tough love will get you back to where you need to be. So, most of the time, and that's what she meant by butter up, because most of the time I'll be grounded, and then unfortunately, while I'll be grounded, these new games will come out, and bless her heart, she was probably still mad at me, but well, I'll still be in the front seat, and she's driving me to GameStop like a couple days later. But then, like, half the time, I'll just be sitting there looking at it on my TV, like, couple more times. But going back into the Pokemon thing, she picks it up pretty quickly, and I kind of just threw a team together. She threw a team together. I tried to balance her out, and I'm gonna say she beat me clean. The first time, even I posted on Facebook to like literally like go through it, and God, it was a clean win. But
But
then
you
I had to
have
put
to
on my
understand that, and I'm sorry for interrupting. You have to understand that I've spent, let's see, since you started with Pokemon, I'm sorry, since you started doing it, the cards, you talking about the cards. So I'm in the background listening to you talk about them. So I'm remembering that stuff that I need to remember when it's time to play. So it might have been my first time playing, but hearing you guys talk about them, it's not my first time hearing about it.
You hear that, people? They remember. So I don't think you can just like slide off into something and be like, oh, they don't remember that. They going to. But the second match, I had to put on my try hard boots, and that set us down to 1-1-1, and we've been keeping it even at that.
That's true, that's true.
It's more so of a bonding piece, and I have not forgot about getting your, what was it, first generation Wii. I'm working on when I get back, trust me.
Old school, I'm old school. I need that Wii back.
Like, we all have the nostalgia boners from time to time, and honestly, the Wii was like a kind of staple for that time frame, because we had, I remember me and Steve, my brother, for those just tuning into this right now, we would literally we bought Super Smash Brothers Brawl months before we had enough to get a Wii. Like, we because I think we waited on that for a while, and honestly, we bought the game before we got the Wii, and we literally had us sitting on top of the TV just waiting. But then over time, my mom would literally she we got an, another we got another addition to it. I think it was like the Wii Fit Board,
Yes.
and honestly, that was like a share piece between that. And it's always good, because like normally, like it's always good to have the connection with other everybody in the house, not just like hogging up the TV. And usually, she's one of those people who she'll watch, but she'll definitely ju jump in if asked. She won't just like hang back, or like she'll hang back and watch, but she'll definitely, if you ask, she's not like one to be like, oh, you guys go ahead. She's like, I'll give it a go. And then one game that she's been trying to get a hold of for the past like what, year and a half now,
No, you might
and
as well say at least three.
yeah, pretty much three, is the Michael Jackson This Is It game. And I'm trying, because I do have an old school gaming store. Pretty sure I've talked about this a couple episodes ago, that where I get all my old style games, previous generation games, put it that way. Excuse me. But mostly I would say she's an avid gamer. If given the opportunity, or if I'm like, yo, pick up this game or try this game out, she'll 9 times out of 10, she'll give it a go, give it a whirl, and then give you an honest review about it. And she's pretty spot on about it too, to the point where sometimes I like the things I didn't even pick up will come up. I'm like, oh, well, damn. But what would you say is a good gaming memory for you?
Let's see. It's probably going to be Mortal Kombat. Oof. And I would cheat a little bit, I'll be honest. I would look up a fatality and use it on occasion to extort my power. I probably have never admitted this before, but yeah, I did cheat a little bit.
Mind you, people, she used to play me and Steve. And I was a little baby boobop at the time. And now, you know, like at a young age, you try to get that big head, you try to challenge your mom because you think she don't play, and then she can sit down, and then all of a sudden you get in the hands. I knew. Always like at the time, I was like, she's better than me. Like, what do I do? And then, like, you know, sometimes you got to hand it off to your older brother. You're like, bro, handle this. I can't do this. But sure as hell, she would beat him too. And I'm like, whoa. Like, it's got real. Yeah, like, the Sega Genesis was our game system, honestly. If I remember correctly, like, we had that Sega Genesis for a while, to the point where Steve would actually be playing Sonic the Hedgehog 2. And honestly, I haven't beaten that since age 19. And I literally made it a mission. Like, I remember there was a point before I left where she would go to work and I would, like, be on, like, in my room trying to beat these games because I was like, I'm on a time limit. I need to get this done. Before she walked out, you need anything? I'm like, nope, I'm good.
But yeah, that was a staple.
Oh, yeah. Because what was it, back in 2003? What was it, when we used to live in Washington, D.C.? I remember, like, one day, we had, it was a couple days, but one day I stayed up. It was a weekend, and you had to work. We had a PlayStation 2. It was in my room. And I didn't have a memory card. And I told the story already, but it's even better to have you here telling it. But it's just the fact that I was up until, like, maybe you woke up around, like, 6. And you got ready. And I'm pretty sure you didn't even notice that I was up until you were literally about to walk down the stairs to go to work. You were like, what are you doing up? And I was like, I can't save. I was like, if I turn it off, I lose everything. And I don't remember your response, but you kind of just looked at me because, like, it was already to the point where, like, I was already up until, like, 6 a.m. playing Tekken and just to unlock characters. And you kind of just gave me this look. You know, the look you always give me. I wish we were, like, on camera right now, but you always used to give me this look where it was just like, might deal with this later or I might not, but we'll figure it out as the day progresses. Like, you always have that look.
Right. I have to weigh it out to see if there's something I need to yell at or is it okay? And technically it wasn't a school day. There's nothing I could really fuss about. I mean, if you were going to be tired, at least you were home that day. So I just kind of left it alone.
She was reasonable. She's a reasonable mother. Merciful at times.
At times.
But some of those days, because, like, I literally paused the game. I gave a double take and I paused the game because I was playing when she was like, "Are you still up?" And I was like, "Yeah." We're like, "What are you doing up?" I was like, "Yeah." And then I realized that you were up and I paused it. And I looked up at her and that's when she gave me that look and I was like, "Oh no." But she came home and then I was like, she didn't say nothing of it. And I was like, "Okay, we're in the clear." But it was good times. Washington D.C. was an interesting time. Very interesting. We had the hurricane.
True.
We had thunderstorms. Honestly, it was like all weather related.
It seems like every place we've ever lived, there's always been a major event in the weather.
True.
Because like that was hurt. Think about Missouri, the first thing you're going to think about is the tornadoes.
Facts.
In D.C., you're going to probably think about the hurricanes, like you said, but also mm-hmm. the cicadas.
Oh, yes.
And let's see, anything in Delaware?
No.
I'm going to say that was 9/11. So between DC and Delaware, you had 9/11. I know that's not weather related, but that was a big change in our life. A lot of people watched it on TV. You guys or we experienced it firsthand living on Andrews.
Mm-hmm. So backtracking to that point. So, pretty sure I've probably noted it before, but I'm pretty big on planes. And my mom knew. I made sure she knew. Air shows, looking up in the air, looking at the distance. Oh, that sounds like this. That sounds like that. Blah blah blah. But I'm pretty sure. From the time frame we were in Andrews, was there a point I really shut up about that?
About planes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Probably the best story ever is we were at an air show with the Thunderbirds.
Mm-hmm.
And we were standing in line to get autographs. And the lead opposing bent down and signed your, I think it was just a program, mm-hmm. and he said something to you like, "You want to fly what I fly?" And you said, "No, I'm going to fly Air Force One." And the guy just looked at me, and I looked at him and threw my hands up, and he signed the paperwork, and you went on to the next one. He had nothing else to say about it. So I went home and told my dad about it, his grandfather. And my grandfather laughed, and it was just a hearty laugh when I told him. And he says at the end of that laugh, "That doesn't surprise me." But I was like, "Can you believe this boy said this to this man?"
Straight face as hell, too.
I mean, right. No laugh, no nothing. Just sign this paper, sir, so I can move on. And that was it. We moved on to the next one. And then we were outside sitting on the porch and we were talking and you said, "Mom, be quiet." And I said, "Why?" You said, "Mom," and put your hand up, "be quiet." And you said, "That's a C-5. And I looked up in the air, I saw nothing. And I said, "I don't see anything." He said, "Mom, you have to listen. Sometimes you have to listen." And sat there in silence so I could listen to the same thing he was listening to. It was pretty neat.
Avid plane guy. Like, honestly, well, to this day, I still do the same thing. Even to the point where even with my coworkers, I'll be like, even at night, I'll point and be like, "All right, what you got?" And then they'll take turns guessing like what they think it is. And sometimes they'll guess right, sometimes they'll guess wrong. Or even the planes that land here, I usually just try to be like, oh, this plane does this, or this plane's that. And like, oh, wow, learning new things. And I was like, yeah, it's just me. I'm a plane nerd sometimes. But honestly, worth it. Like, I've seen Air Force One, like, more times than I thought. Even to this day, like, people, like even, like, when I moved away and I see Air Force One and people would be like, yo. Oh, I'd be like, yo, look, look, look. And everybody's like, it's just a plane, dude. And I'm like, y'all don't understand.
You were offended by that many times when people were not or wasn't excited as you were. Like, no, no, that's Air Force One. And you could tell me about all the planes, what was in the hangars on base, and the probably the third best story about the planes is when, remember when I got that manual on the, what was it, the was it the C-130 or was it the Galaxy?
I believe it was the C-130.
Okay, I got them. They were cleaning out an attic, and this mechanic gave me the manual to a C-130, and I brought it home, and you looked at it like I had just given you the world, and you took this book, which had to be about 5 inches thick.
Oh, thick. It was pretty thick.
And you ran, and then I didn't see you for about 2 to 3 hours after that. And then when you did emerge, you just talked for like hours about stuff that you had read in the book.
And honestly, I think that's what kind of drove the nail in the coffin to what I'm doing today. But I have no gripes, complaints. I've traveled a lot due to this job, and honestly, I wouldn't take it back. And it has, like I said, it has its ups and downs, but there's always that one person you know you can always count on to be like, yo, guess what? And she was always happy to lend an ear, because honestly, like, I'm pretty sure, like, as introverted as I am today, I would literally sit there and talk her ear off for a couple hours. And even like, I would just ramble on. Like, even though she didn't even look at the book, I'm pretty sure I was just like, well, then right here it says, well, this, like that in the third. And she was like, okay, I get it. You read it? Well, you're not paying attention. I was like, you're not paying attention. You gotta look at this part right here. Look at this side right here. But the book, it was a big book. It was in a white binder. And it literally just had like, what was it? It had the inner, not the inner workings of it, but it's more so like, it wasn't too in-depth, but it was basically just like, if they wanted to build a C5 structure, and there it was. And I was just like, well, look.
And, like, and the said, key thing, the key thing about it is it didn't have anything that was top secret, because it had to get looked at to be okay to give it away. So I don't want anybody to think we had something that illegally we should not have, or that we had legally, but it was something that was okay to be given away.
Like, I'm pretty sure that book was like at least a couple inches thicker, but
it was heavy because I thought you were going to drop it, but you hugged it and ran off.
I was gone. Yeah, she would literally sit there and just listen, and I would just be going on and on. It was almost like how, like, it's like one of those like cork boards, and you got like everything going from like one string to another, one point to another. And I was like, look, this is how it connects. Great support in my life growing up to honestly not knowing what the hell I was going to go, like going to, but I had some sort of plan. Because, you know, sometimes people would be like, I'm going to be a firefighter. Or I'm going to be in an NFL. And I was like, well, yeah. Planes. I'm like, well, what do you want to do with those planes? I'm like, I don't know. Be near them. And what a sick sense of humor somebody has, because here I am. And that's probably me.
And I'm happy you stayed focused. I mean, you never jumped around. You've always known that's what you wanted to do. And I pretty much try to help you stay focused, because I think that parents don't listen to their kid when they find out that a kid is into something. They just don't realize that they have to do it for the rest of their lives. So they should try to pick something that they love. So every time you call and you're telling me about where you are and what you've experienced, I feel like I've done a great job in helping you hold tight to what you wanted to do. And I'm not worried about you not being happy in your chosen life, because it's something that you wanted to do since five.
You hear that? Don't let your dreams be dreams. Even if it does suck from time to time, but hey, this is what you fought for. Not fought, worked. Meandered too. Here we go. But hey, sometimes you might backtrack a little bit, and hey, we're here. You know what? I got my mom on the podcast. I am currently in a place where it's hot. And we are able to communicate and able to do this partially, mainly because of an extension of the work that she's done for this. And a lot of people, like I said, love the work that you put into it. Like, Chief, like we talked about the hoodies. Well, actually, no. We put the logo. And I put it on Instagram, talking about putting on like merch. And then she honestly jumped on the task, and she was like, well, can I do it? And I was like, yeah. And the first hoodie she made was white. You can actually get these in like multicolors, but the first one she made was white, and it was pretty damn good. I honestly could not stop wearing it, even though it was like, what, 70 degrees there? 60?
No, you're right. It was about 70.
It was pretty not chilly, but I wanted to wear this hoodie.
But it was a thin one, though, so that was the great thing about that one.
Yeah, even if it didn't even match what I had on my pants. Like, it was white and purple and black, but I wore, like, some joggers with, like, rose imaging on it. And I was at the DMV and getting my license renewed, and they were like, well, that's a cool hoodie, but it's not matching anything. I was like, shut up. Listen to the podcast. But, oh, quick question. Would you consider yourself a Midwesterner?
Yes. Just because of my upbringing, but I would probably say that Germany, growing up in Germany, is my background. That's going to be what I would probably say I remember the most about my childhood.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you rather drive or fly?
I would rather fly.
So for you Midwesterns out there, she just said that she had an upbringing in Germany. But me, I would consider myself a Midwesterner, because sometimes I remember driving, like going Thanksgiving, I was supposed to, well, I flew. Well, I was, everybody's like, why didn't you fly? Why didn't you fly? Like, why don't you fly? Why don't you fly? Why don't you fly? I'm like, it's only 25 hours away. And they were like, what do you mean only 25 hours away? And I was like, it's a straight shot, sort of. Like, it's 8 hours here until 16 hours to one spot, and then 9 hours from there. And then I was like, I'd rather just drive. It's cheaper. He was like, what do you mean? It's going to put like a wear on your car. Is that fair? I'm like, yes, but I can handle it. Fixed. But me, myself, I would literally drive 25 hours. No problem. Well, I'll get bored. And I've done it 4 times. And everybody thinks I'm crazy for it. But like, well, how else am I supposed to get the car here? And mostly, one thing I don't like doing is like renting a car. Well, I do like renting a car, but it's too much, like way too much. And they're like, well, we need an itinerary and this, that, and the third. Like, why do you need all this information if I got the insurance in it? Like, what the fuck? Leave me alone.
I think the thing about traveling now is when you guys were kids, it was easy just to throw the three of you in the car, and also cheaper than to fly all three. I think now that it's just us as adults to enjoy something more, if I only have 2 days off, it's easier to fly. Because if you have to spend 20 hours in the car and you only got 48 hours off, it kind of blows your weekend. But if I have time, I think it's nice because we could stop. Remember when we stopped at that dinosaur place?
Mm-hmm.
And it looked all exciting, and then we got in there and everything was old and decrepit. I don't know. We've got many stories about, going back and forth from DC home. And that's one thing I always try to install in you and your brother and your sister is you can always get home no matter what you need to do. You make that effort to get home to see your elders because, without them, we wouldn't be here. True, you true. Always have to pay that respect to get home to see them when you can. So the best way to show you is to actually do it.
And there was a lot of Craig David between Maryland and Ohio.
Come on, I tried to play a little bit of music for everybody.
I mean, it was there, but now, like, there's some times where I can get, usually I'm driving, and then sometimes, like, those, like, certain songs will pop in my head, and I'm like, why is this happening? Like, what was it, Craig David? There was some Silka playing in the back of my head, and I'm like, what? Not even pertaining to what I'm listening to right now. I could be bumping Future, and I can hear Silka and play somewhere in my head. Like, I'm like, okay. But yeah, it's all about the nostalgia, like I said earlier.
We've spent a lot of time in the car, if you think about it.
I mean, it's to the point where like Zanesville became like a hot spot. Always knew when you're driving through Pennsylvania, West Virginia, the mountains.
Right.
And then, God forbid you have to drive through Illinois, Indianapolis. Like, oh.
All flat, all boring.
You would get a kick out of my North Dakota.
I don't think so.
I made one turn and like, they was like, all right, cool. They make this left or right turn. I was like, all right, cool. And they was like, in 117 miles, turn left. And I was like, what? And I like zoomed out on my map. And I saw like just a straight shot of just like nothingness. I'm like, whose idea was this?
The fastest way to another point is a straight line.
False.
Why?
Because if you look at the way planes go, they actually go, they travel in an arc.
Is that because of the airspace?
that, and because, you know, for all you flat earthers out there, the earth is round. So planes actually go above, or not above, sorry. They travel in an arc due to the fact of the curvature of the earth.
That makes sense.
And I can hear them seething right now, get their pitchforks and all that. Well, what about this and that and the third? I'm like, well, if you got questions about your flat earth theory, I'm glad to denounce them because they are false.
So you're always there for information and ideas and thoughts that people don't think about. It's like you've been here before and you've always been that way. And it's not that you can say you're wrong, because majority of the time the information you're given is correct. You had this thing with the weather and the clouds, and you could tell me what kind of cloud it is and what was about to happen. And I'm pretty sure that had something to do about knowing about planes and where they're going to be at. And like I said, if it was up in the air, that's about the stars and the moons. You're always into planets. Anything that was in the sky, you could talk about.
You hear that? Holler at me if you got your flat earth shits, because I will denounce them and I will debate. It's like my buddy Dutch. I will not hesitate, but also I will bring facts to it, because honestly, there's no point. If I'm arguing with a brick wall, I'm pretty much going to be like, all right, cool, bro, bye. But honestly, the cloud thing was like, it's almost like how, like, again, backtracking to Midwesterners, when like somebody be like, it smells like rain. I'm like, dude, it's like 85 and sunny out. What are you talking about? And then like 20 minutes later, some clouds rolling, and then there's like a torrential downpour. But me, I was just like, oh, it's going to get cold. And everybody's like, what do you mean? And then there's like a dip in temperature. And I was like, there's one point I was like, I want to be a meteorologist. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. But I'm pretty sure I flip-flop like many thoughts of careers in my like young adult life, to the point where I was just like, yeah, there was a point where I was like, oh man, what do I do from here? And I was like, you know what? Let's backtrack to the whole plane thing. And yet here I am.
To me, you were always solid about planes. You might talk about something else, but I still tied it in to this is going to affect you with the planes. You know, if you're talking about the sky, that's what your eyes were focused on. So I didn't think you ever deterred from anything but something that had to do with the air.
True.
The sky. It was all, that's just you. And I don't care who you at. If you talk to any grandparent, they're going to say the same thing.
I was up. Head was in the clouds.
Majority of the time.
Majority of time. But most of the time, it was just like, there was a point where, because like I said, me and my brother usually just like went into, sister would occasionally jump in, but it was mostly me and my brother, like because honestly, I was in a room with my sister for like years. And I mean years, and I had no problem with it. We were literally like sort of the best of friends. And then my brother was the same way, where his room was separate, but I would still be there like most of the day. If I wasn't spending time with sister, I was spending time with my brother. And then mostly my brother, because we were the ones that played games, and we were literally like be up all night. I'm pretty sure she would have a gripe about it, but eventually she was just like, you know what? They're not out doing anything wrong. It's time to bite the bullet. And we would always stay up, do this, that, and the third. But I'm pretty sure it irked her just a little bit because, again, we weren't getting any sleep. running up the electricity bill, but hey, we weren't out getting in trouble doing all that. Was it dare and do?
But like I can say, I'm sorry. I can say if you guys were doing it, homework was done, the room was cleaned, and you guys knew that you had to have those things done before you could do it.
True, very true.
So usually if you guys say, can you play the games, you would throw out, we already cleaned up. Can we play games? So it was pretty much understood that if you guys were playing games, I didn't have to ask, did you clean up? Because you knew that was a prereq before you guys could play.
And I always was like I said, it was kind of burned into your head because, you know, whatever kept us in that chair for the longest, we made sure that it got done before either she got home. And you always get those little memes and stuff when, like, she'll call from work and then, like, hey, take this out of the freezer, take this out of the refrigerator. And I'm like, all right. And then I always remember because she had a Mitsubishi Montero Sport Blue. And I could hear the sound of that horn to this day. Because every time she gets out of the car, she gets her stuff. It took her about like 6 seconds between the time she got out of the car, got her bag out, walked in the door. And right in between that, like right at the 5 seconds, she would lock the door, the horn would sound. And I can hear that to this day. And sometimes it was a fearful horn, but sometimes it was a, oh, hey, she's home horn. But she had that truck for a while.
And why was it fearful?
Why was it fearful?
Yes.
I don't know. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes in school, I was just like, I don't want to hear that horn right now. You know, like sometimes you like I said, I spent a decent amount of time grounded, and those were the times I was just like, oh, I know what time she gets home. And that was like
it was not that bad.
It wasn't that bad, but it's like, you know, that's the sound of that horn is literally like time to face music.
You guys were good kids. The little bit of stuff that you guys got into early was fine. By the time you guys got into middle school, it really wasn't that bad.
I don't mean like it was that bad. It was just like, you know, as a kid.
I mean, we all test our parents, but I don't want everybody to think you were a horrible kid. All the teachers loved you. Braylon was the sweetest kid ever. Every time we went to school, there was nothing bad about Braylon.
Don't listen to her. I was a thug. A goon. A goblin. But no, it was more like I said, it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm fearing for my lifetime. It was more for like I said, time to like face the music. Like it wasn't like, you know, oh my God, like get me out of here. It was just like, oh no.
Because you could go back to the times when I called home and said, take something out. And face the music was when you forgot to take it out. How about that?
That's what I was getting to. Because like half the time you'd be like, oh, because like we're playing a game and she'd be like, oh, take this out. I'm like, all right, and like we'll be like knee deep in the game, and then like I said, you hear the car horn beep from the alarm, and then me and my brother would look at each other like, shit, we forgot. And so like that's what's more like which one was it your fault or mine? I'm like, we did take it out. We guess we didn't run the water out. And again, facing the music. Well, obviously she can tell that the meat has been frozen for a while. I'm like, all right, fine. It was me. Jeez, cuff me.
The neat thing was when you both could cook. So then I just turn it over to y'all and say, y'all figure it out. And what was your dish that you liked to cook? Do you remember that?
Was it fried rice?
Yes, it was.
I perfected it.
Yeah.
Oh, me. Oh. Good times, good times. I made some fried rice. Even to this day, I still make fried rice. When I was in Japan, I was like, I gotta perfect this. Otherwise, who would I be? Because I have a little bit of an Asian zing to my cuisine. And I stand by that because I honestly, like, I have a cookbook that I go through. But again, before I continue, you hear that, people? They like cookers. So, like we said before in a previous podcast, get you a man that can cook. Otherwise, y'all both gonna be looking at Uber Eats or DoorDash, whatever you call it. Sometimes you might have those nights out, but you can't cook. You don't have to cook every day. But I would prefer it. Like even right now, I'd wish I'd get be back in my kitchen. Ugh. But it's been a great life having this woman as my mother. Wouldn't ask for anybody better. And she has been a driving force in this podcast since the beginning. And she's helped me grow, fuel my, I would say, gaming addiction to this point. But little to, like, unbeknownst to her, she kind of fueled the gaming addiction. Because I can't be, like I said, I can't be count many times I've dragged her to GameStop. Even after work, like, yo, are we still going to GameStop after work? Or can I go to the midnight release? And she'll be like, yeah.
Do you remember there was a game? You know, some of the games you have to be what, 17 and older to buy?
Yes.
I think you won't know this, but there was a game right after you turned 17 or 18. I'm going to say had to be 17 when I drove you there and I asked you, did I need to get out? And when you looked at me and you said no, I was crushed. And you walked in for your very first time to buy a game. I was like a monument moment for me because I knew you didn't need me anymore.
Be there for your parents, people. You heard it here first. It's little things you gotta look out for. Little things you can catch. Little things that matter, and little things that you can send forward that will help make their day. But at the same time, you can still be the type of person to be like, oh, this is it.
The last movie I took you to go see was Wreck-It Ralph. And that was the last Disney movie I took you to go see.
And remember when Jurassic World was coming out? So we didn't have the opportunity to see Jurassic Park when it came out in 93, obviously, because it came a year afterwards. I was sprung into the world November 16th. And surprisingly, they showed the, I guess, quote, air quote, remastered version prior to Jurassic World coming out. And I was all over it. But then again, like I said, it's the tiny things because I literally walked up to my mom. I was like, so Jurassic Park? And she was like, yeah, but in a sense, it was one of those things that like she knew like when I was younger, like Jurassic Park was my shiz. And for some reason, unbeknownst to me, I could not get my hands on The Lost World ever, the second movie. And I for some like for some reason, I couldn't get my hands on it. I couldn't find it. Yeah, I couldn't find a VHS tape. I couldn't find it on DVD. I don't know. I don't know how, why it eluded me. But Jurassic Park was my shiz. And then I would literally just be like sitting there watching it 24/7 for just watching it over and over again. Oh, this is the part, this is the part, blah, blah, blah. To the point where, again, previous episode, I can pretty much go now, since Lost World is my favorite movie of all time, word from word on what's going on. But sitting there with her watching Jurassic Park was a good highlight.
I think about your little eyes lighting up when the T-Rex finally hit the screen. Man, you would have thought that you were given the world. You looked at me and then looked back at the screen like, do you see this?
Look at it. I mean, it's iconic moments. See, like this is like one thing, like I said, this is like one thing I couldn't, like, you couldn't experience that at first. Like, after, like the first time. Because we saw Jurassic or The Lost World, but we didn't get it on we didn't have it on VHS. We couldn't find it.
Right.
But every time, like, even like when I was like, even past that point, we go like to family members' house, this, that, and the third, people were like, hey, you trying to watch Jurassic Park? I'm like, yeah. Like, you haven't seen it about like 50, 11 times. I'm like, and what's new? Like, not the movie. I'm like, that doesn't matter to me. Like, put it on. Let's go.
You used to walk around with this T-Rex. I don't know if you remember it. It was green.
Yes.
And birthday party was dinosaurs. And I just pretty much thought all little boys and girls were into dinosaurs because you were. And it was amazing how many kids that were at the party that were scared of dinosaurs. And here I was thinking, oh my God, they're going to be all happy because we got a dinosaur movie. We put the movie on and people are screaming. What was that movie? It was a Disney dinosaur movie? That.
Yeah, I think it was a Disney dinosaur movie.
And they, I mean, the kids were like looking at me like I was crazy. And then some of the parents like, oh, they can't watch that. And I'm like, I thought it was a kid movie, but.
It was like, you plebs.
You sat there on the floor and didn't care about, I couldn't turn it off. So kids and their parents started taking the kids home because you didn't want the movie to end. Or I couldn't turn it off. You wanted to watch it.
At that point, I didn't really care. I was like, all right, cool, peace. See y'all at school. This is my day, mine. Yeah, I didn't give a damn. Because
true.
Those were my movies back in the day. But yeah, pretty much almost anything within reason that we kind of like, you know, pleaded for. It, like, we kind of like, me and my sister Yuli, like, you know, we had some puppy dog eyes.
Sometime. Still do.
She'd give in. Like, please, and she's like, all right, fine, go away.
But in that case, you guys did stand outside with me when The Hobbit came out. So we stood outside and saw Thursday night movies for me also. So the one thing I can say is I didn't do everything right as a parent, but I grew up kind of with you guys. So some of the stuff I was probably into because, you know, I was young when I had you guys and I wanted to not let you guys be by yourself because we had just moved to a place. So didn't have friends at the time. So I didn't want you to feel alone. So the best way for you not to feel that way is for me to get involved more. Because I know being that new person in a new school, that sometimes it takes a minute for you to get friends. And as soon as you guys got friends, I could, you know, go back to just being mom instead of being mom and a friend. And I'm thankful that I had those moments because I think that has made us closer as adults because we've got that bond of video games, of movies, you know, and even think about Saturdays. A big moment for you guys on Saturday after payday was going to Barnes and Nobles.
Oh, yes.
And it was like kind of exciting because there's not many kids today that would get up and want to go buy a book.
Now it's all TikToks and this is viral, boo boo blah. Don't worry, you guys aren't safe. When I get back to the continuity piece of Black Mixology, I'm going to give y'all an earful. Because I got some shiz to say, and I'm gathering, I'm soaking it all in. Because God forbid, there's probably going to be a 2-hour-long episode of date team. Because we already have episode 17 recorded, but I don't have the means to edit it right now. But I have my phone with me right now. It has my anchor on to me to be able to record, but not edit to a certain extent. So this is why, for right now, like I said earlier, this is a subcategory from Black Mixology titled Desert Talks. And then this episode will be up pretty soon. Speaking from this is the feature tense. Yeah, there we go. And I don't know how many episodes of this will be, but you can look for it for a couple where I will bring in, obviously, my lovely mother. Then you have, I have a couple of coworkers I want to bring in. I want to bring in my best friend from high school. Me and my brother will go off on tangents. And pretty much who, like, get guest people who want to, like, you know, come in, shake their hobbies, you know, bring in some insight of what's going on in their lives. And I'm glad that I was able to share this opportunity and bringing my mom into my new world of getting into podcasting. So do you have any final thoughts, any final questions for me?
No questions at all, but I do want to say I'm very proud of you. I love you. I'm always happy for you to keep me into your world. I want you to stay safe. And just enjoy life. Keep good people around you. Keep that smile that I hear every time I talk to you. And just don't let anything get you down.
Now, if that doesn't give you the strength to move on throughout your days, I don't know what will. You probably have a heart of steel, ice, coldness. Your soul might be black. But it's not mixology. But she has been a wonderful guest for this episode. And hopefully in the near future, she will be in a new one. Hopefully in a better setting where I can have my mic and a better, I don't know, surrounding area. Hopefully next time she'll be on the podcast, I will have everything set up to a point where I'll get a camera. Because I'm looking at getting the camera. I know this is late in the episode. If you're still listening, thank you for listening. But I don't want to take up too much of her time. And I will say we are signing off. This has been Ohio and
Ohio's mom.
And we are here to say peace.
Have a good night, everyone.